On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, welcome to Estate Tax Planning Opportunities in 2012. I'm Bob Keebler, and I'll be your host. 2012 is a unique year. 2012 may be our last chance to use the $5 million exemption. Remember, on January 1st, 2013, the exemption falls from $5,120,000 back to $1 million. Now, there may be some inflation that works into that, but that's the general gist of what's going to happen. Now, lifetime gifting. Bottom line is the most powerful thing I can do right now is gift property to my children, grandchildren. I can make gifts and trusts. That's going to be very dynamic. When I make these gifts and trusts, I'm also allowed to utilize my GST exemption and structure that in a dynasty trust to get the best possible results. GRATs continue to be popular, especially with the low 75-20 rate and with the volatility of the stock market. Finally, installment sales. At the heart of this, when we're worried about installment sales, we are able to sell property from grandparents to children, from children to grandchildren, with a minimal amount of interest on the carry of these notes. Right now, interest rates are very, very low, and we can take advantage of this historic opportunity. The other thing that happens is when grandparents sell to dynasty trusts, and later, 10, 15 years later, when grandma and grandpa die and they're still holding those notes, it's very possible that under the willing buyer, willing seller test, those notes are going to have a value less than face value at the death of grandma and grandpa. So we have to take that into account. We see this all the time when appraisers look at that. This all plays into this. Installment sales are by far one of the more powerful things we can do. If grandma and grandpa each have a $5 million gift, $10 million in total, and then they sell another $90 million worth of property, the lion's share of almost everyone's clients will be able to simply create dynasty trusts and sell property to those trusts. Now, do not forget about the basics. Where do we start? We start with Section 2503 of the code, and we talk about annual exclusion gifts, the ability to move $13,000 to a child or a grandchild without being subject to the gift tax or burning any GST exemption. Now, if this is done in trust for children or grandchildren, we have to watch out for the GST rules because the GST rules are not quite in sync with respect to the annual exclusion with the gift tax rules. Bottom line, you make a gift outright, you give your grandson $13,000, you're sheltered from both the gift and the GST tax. Bottom line, you put $13,000 in a single trust for your granddaughter and you give her a power of appointment, you're going to be sheltered from the generation skipping transfer tax and the gift tax. You do a multiple beneficiary trust for all your grandchildren and you issue crummy letters. Bottom line, you will get your gift tax exemption, but you will not get your generation skipping transfer tax exemption. The only way to get the generation skipping transfer tax exemption for the annual exclusion if you're making gifts and trusts is to follow the rules under 2642C of the code and use a general power of appointment trust for a single grandchild. For married taxpayers, they can move $26,000 per person. You can also gift split if you're in a state where it's a common law state and all the property is, let's say, in the spouse's name, husband can join his wife with gift splitting. Neither the gift nor the future appreciation on these gifts is included in the surviving spouse's estate. Remember, you also have medical and educational gifts. Now, lifetime gifting, annual exclusion. I'll give you an example. Let's say a married couple makes gifts to three children over a period of 10 years. That gift grows at 4%. They will have moved $936,000. At 8%, they will have moved $1,129,000. The math is incredible when you look at this. Now, during a taxpayer's lifetime, he or she could also make taxable gifts that exceed the annual exclusion amount up to $5 million in 2011, $5,120,000 in 2012. The transfer is referred to as a lifetime exemption gift, and for married taxpayers, that comes to $10 million plus whatever inflation exists. So this year it would be $10,240,000. If you do this, if you make a $5 million gift 10 years from now, And if it's growing at 4% after tax, you have transferred $7,400,000. If it grows at 8%, you'll have transferred $10,794,000. Now, the lion's share of these gifts are done to trusts where the trusts are, quote-unquote, defective for tax purposes, meaning that grandma and grandpa are paying the income tax on that. That is probably the most important planning technique out there. IRS issued Revenue Ruling 2004-64. I remember very distinctly when I wrote about this, I called it the ruling of the decade. People laughed at me, but now when you run the numbers and people are starting to see the numbers, you can see by grandma and grandpa paying that income tax over a long period of time, you are able to create a substantial wealth transfer. If your clients, if you're sure grandma and grandpa can afford this and you can draft these trusts on a dynasty trust basis with the trust, all the activity of the trust being taxed to the grantor, a pure grantor trust, that is going to result in an additional wealth transfer. Now, one thing we want to understand and make sure we're taking and embracing, maybe utilizing, this year we only have a 35% gift tax rate. And on an after, on what's called a tax exclusive basis, that's more like a 26% rate. So to the extent that a taxpayer makes a gift in excess of his or her annual exclusion gift amount and his or her lifetime gift exemption amount, they're going to incur a gift tax. Now, it's not a bad thing, because if you live 3 years after incurring a gift tax, you're going to pay the gift tax on a tax-exclusive basis. And what happens is the gift tax, if I gift you $100, I'm going to pay $35 of gift tax. I've moved $135 out of my estate. On the other hand, if I gift you, if I transfer to you at my death $135, you're going to pay estate tax on the entire $135. It's that simple. Remember that post-gift appreciation is not going to be included in the taxpayer's gross estate. That is very, very important. So if at age 60 your client moves $5 million and that $5 million grows to $25 million by the time he dies at 85 years old, he has shifted that entire amount out of his estate. When you look at the math, the effective gift tax rate, if you actually incur gift tax and live 3 years, is going to be about 23.93%. That is not a bad place to be right now, and we're going to see many, many annual exclusion gifts, unified credit gifts, and very large taxable gifts at the end of 2012 if it looks like we're going back to a 55 or even 45% rate. You need to prep your clients for this now. Your clients have to be ready to move in November or December once we know what the law is. What we're talking to our clients about is creating pivot points. A pivot point is nothing more than, if this happens, this is what I'll do. If that happens, that's what I'll do. We need to be very, very deliberate with that. Now let's talk about the beauty of the grantor-retained annuity trust. The grantor-retained annuity trust is a trust that freezes the value of the property at the 75-20 rate, okay? And with the grantor-retained annuity trust, you are allowed to push property down, not to grandchildren, not to great-grandchildren, it's just a trust for children. But to the extent that you've already used your unified credit, your basic exclusion amount or exemption amount, and you've sold property, if you have a very difficult-to-value piece of property or a very volatile piece of property, you may well want to use a grantor-retained annuity trust. Let's say your client just invented a new widget, and you're not sure of the value of that widget, but you know it has great upside, but you don't want to fight with the IRS about value. A GRAT, a self-adjusting GRAT, is going to be the better technique to use. So the self-adjusting GRAT is going to be the better technique to use. Now, all the income earned by the trust is going to be taxed back to the grantor, because the trust is defective for income tax purposes, and that allows for an additional tax-free gift. Remember, the IRC 75-20 rate in December was 1.6%. In January, it was 1.4%. We're probably looking at a similar rate in February, maybe a little higher. But these are incredibly low rates. You're able to freeze the value of that property at a 1.4% growth rate. If you think about this, Procter & Gamble right now is paying over a 3% dividend. you would be able to drop Procter & Gamble to a grant, even if it just treads water, there'll be a wealth transfer on the arbitrage between the dividend rate and the 75-20 rate. Very big opportunities. On behalf of Lionberger Information Services, thank you for joining us today for an overview of estate tax planning in 2012.